Blog Talk Radio.
Change, better get your mind right, get your money right. It is Wednesday night, you know how we do, man. Homer and the artist, the God Ben Frank, you already know, man. Got a good show for you tonight. We're gonna have DJ Smoke on the line tonight. Last week, Blog Talk had a little problems with the, you know, switchboard or whatever, but hopefully tonight we good. So tune in, roll something up, sip on some, whatever your preference, and enjoy the show, man. You know, I'll be back, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to play some heat, come back, chop it up, Bill. This is what we do, man. Home and Andy Artist, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's go.
Yeah. This remind me like my grandfather house. On the weekend, we make chicken, feed the whole family. All those guys, everybody ate. We all eat. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food.
Thank you.
Swear to God, we gon' eat forever. That long money, how you sleeping better? Used to think success was a new song, till I rolled in that thing with the roof gone. Poof. Here's a toast to the man upstairs, 'cause we up like chandelier, sipping Bel Air up in Bel Air. We done conform to this hell here. Don't be a fool, diamonds just keep us cool. Hard blocks was the tool, hard knocks was the school. Every day if I want, I can have my favorite dish. Thank God somebody taught me how to fish. A lot of people bailed on the click. Stayed down, never switched. Put a triple-double on my wrist. I'm in the zone, I can't miss. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. We hold hands and say the grace.
Now.
Wasn't down a long time ago. The fake ones fell like dominoes. Another toast is for Uncle Joe.
2-5.
May God bless his soul. May the singer hours never fold. Gentle Mafia, I put that on my soul. We out here making what we want.
What we want.
While we waiting out Trump.
Oh, Trump.
Manifest everything that's in my press.
Everything.
All I need is good health and investment.
Yep.
We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food.
Thank you.
We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food.
Thank you.
Fire. If I start to change, better get your mind right. Get your money right. I have been in the building. What's going on, brother?
Man, it's a blessed day, Ben Frank. Man, I had to hold my breath, man, because my phone skipped like it did last week, and I'm like, ah. But then, here I am, bro.
We back.
Hey, yeah. I sent you a DM, UN Devil Mail. Radio station in New York picked it up, and E-Tunes in London want to do a feature on it, so I need his bio and some pictures and some shots.
It's the culture. All right, let's get it. We got Future on the building, too. What's up, brother?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. Can y'all hear me?
What's good, man?
Oh, man, I'm out here on the West Coast, man. West Coasting, man, you know. Just get
my glove on, man.
In between shifts, man. Trying to do my thing. Trying to run up your numbers, man.
You bobbing and weaving, man. Like... You bobbing and weaving.
Of course. You already know, man. Yeah, man, it was a hot one yesterday, man. And the day before, but it's cooling off a little bit, so. You know, everybody out there, man, stay safe, man. Try to stay cool, man. You know? Ain't really nothing out here unless you really get into a bag, man. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, so, yeah, man, yeah.
Everybody stay
safe
out
here,
there,
man.
Yeah. I'm telling, man. So, what y'all up to, man? What's good? What's good, Ben Frank?
Everything good, man. Everything grinding. You know what I mean? Nothing but progress. You know what I mean? Glad to have y'all back in the building.
Yes, sir. It's good to be back, man. It's good to be back. Hey, but like I was saying, Ben Frank, I don't work, man. This is what I do, man. And y'all music is way too good not to be heard, man. Not to be heard. So, well, I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, man. You give me what you need to give me. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. You know what I'm saying, man? I love y'all, dog. So, whatever.
Yeah, you too, man.
You know.
I just put the heat up on like 7 more Spotify playlists, man. So I'm really plugging in with people that's got playlists on Spotify. I'm growing my own playlist. I'm helping cats that got playlists like behind the scenes, man. I'm trying to create this empire right now, man. The platform is the empire. The empire is the platform, man. So hope y'all getting with this shit. Don't sleep on me. I actually got a screenshot from somebody that follow my Spotify, man. They from the Ukraine. So this shit is real. It's global. And, you know, I'm just letting y'all know, man, if y'all listening, y'all need to tap in with the network, man, because, you know, we not looking back, you know. We out here putting in this work, man, so y'all could secure y'all back, you know. It's actually everything we do is so the indie artists could be in a better position, man. And who wouldn't want to be in a better position than to have more streams, man? I'm trying to tell y'all right now, man, this is, you know, even if you're on YouTube, man, you got to build your following over there. If you're on Spotify, you got to build your following over there, wherever you at, you know. Just fuck with the algorithm, you know. We're trying to get feedback. We're trying to encourage people, engage people to be a part of and check out these platforms, these playlists, and these radio stations. So from my perspective right now, we all we got. Simple as that.
Hey, man, I wanna just tag team behind that, man. 2 days, 2,500 streams, man.
What?
Ain't that,
hey, that's a good look.
Ain't that pretty good? I'm just asking.
I'm trying to tell y'all, so y'all do the math. This is it. So if y'all know that, that's a good number, right? We all looking at it. So that's why I'm actually taking the initiative to build my platform on Spotify to connect with people that's kind of in the know and know what they got going on Spotify, just to, you know, help them across other platforms and help people get familiar, man. I got cats letting me, you know, send me music so they can upload it or whatever. I'm also collabing with other playlists so I can upload music on other playlists as well, man. That's a beautiful thing right there, because that's like giving me the keys. You give me the keys to a big time playlist. I'm putting my motherfucking niggas on there. I'm putting them on there, man. You heard? So, man, it's a beautiful thing. Just trying to do my research and my due diligence, man, about the platform, right? I actually know stuff now that I didn't even know 2 months ago. That's what hard work bring you, man. Hard work bring you results. So I actually discovered something on my own, the way I'm doing my shit. I'm like, wow, if I could build my followers like this, I could do it for other artists. So it's all about, see, I put something on Facebook the other day. I think it was yesterday. I got a lot of feedback off the post. So I said to on my Facebook, I'm like, for any new artist now, I'm talking new artists, is it more important to have streams or followers? So my comment was, it's more important to have followers, you know, from speaking from a new artist perspective. Because now, let's just say you're at ground zero. You're at ground zero, and you start to get streams. Somebody pick up your song. You get hot. Somebody throw you on the playlist. You get hot. on just maybe one or two playlists. You get a couple few streams. You start to feel good. You feel good. What happens if that motherfucker take you off that playlist, though? So
yeah,
there goes your stream. Yeah. But you haven't done any of it. You just so happy with all your eggs in one basket that you say, oh, my streams is booming. Your streams are only booming because somebody actually showed you some love, put you on a playlist, and the algorithm got you booming a little bit. But you got to remember something. A lot of these jokers, and I'm not doing this because I'm not really starving for no paper or nothing. I love paper, love getting money, but a lot of niggas was only put you on a playlist for like 30 days or whatever, and then they ready to hit you over the head again. So I'm doing my shit a little different so y'all artists know nobody's doing it like me. I'm actually making, if I like your song, it's going to be a permanent placement. I'm not even going to play the game. I took your song down. Like, how does that look, first of all? If you're a real one, like, what are you in the game for? I'm here to serve. I'm using my knowledge to better serve others. You know what I mean? So, getting to back what I was saying, so if you create a following on your own platform, which is Spotify, then your followers can go get your song anytime they want. They might not have even checked you out. You know, you gotta deliver that entry, that gateway for them to follow you on Spotify like I'm doing. I'm having people follow my profile. I'm having people follow my playlist. So I'm dropping some jewels on y'all right now. You know, however you do it, however you get it in, whoever you market, if you wanna come holler at us about marketing services, it's easy. Just hit my email, mixtapesmp3promo@gmail.com. But the point is, marketing services are different. If I'm telling you, hey, well, look at my followers. I got 25, 30 playlists jumping right now. A lot of them close to 1,000. A lot of them over 1,000. A few of them actually over 1,000. Not to mention that my profile page is booming. So when I say that, I mean, wait till that shit hit 1,000 followers. When it hit 1,000 followers on my profile, I'm going for 2,000. Then I'm going for 3,000. So how am I looking now as the curator of these playlists and my profile got the followers? Everything makes sense. Everything makes sense. So, you know, like I'm going to let them sleep on me for a little while longer, man. But I'm enjoying my journey, man. I'm focused, man. Like, I got tunnel vision right now. I'm supporting all my artists that I fuck with just so I can keep them. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm focused. I'm doing me, man. I'm getting my shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like the way I know how, actually. You know what I'm saying? Because who else going to do it for me? Nobody. I can't go out and say, hey, I can't call nobody. Well, I could, but I'm not. I could, but they're not going to do it like me. Because let's just say you get 1,000 streams tomorrow or 20 or 10,000 streams by next week. You don't know who's who. You don't know who it is that's listening. You might be able to go check out some analytics, but you don't really have no raw data on who's listening to your shit. Me, on the other hand, I'm following up with people that follow my playlist. I'm tapping in with them. I'm going to their page. I'm following them back and shit. I'm hollering at them. Spotify got a way you can holler at your followers. You can message them if you're on your desktop. You can't do that on your phone. You can do it on your desktop. You can't do it on your phone. You feel me? You can do it on your laptop. You can't do it on your phone.
That's jewels right there. I never knew that.
Oh, man, come on, man. You got to get down deep in it. Spotify got a back office, Jack. I'm just giving out these jewels because I think it's a way that people need to just wake up, man. But you only going to catch these jewels when you tune in to the Hip Hop Stock Exchange on Wednesday. I ain't even going to give y'all too much on the air like that, man. But you can come and test out our marketing services, though, man. You know what I'm saying? We get these followers up.
I ain't know nothing about that.
Hey,
y'all know my name. Y'all know my name.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? But
you was a guru.
That was a lesson there.
Nah, but like I said, when I get people tapping in and following my page, man, you know, I got another way to make sure that they, you know, connect with me, you know, through my other gateways to introduce them. But if I got on Spotify, I holler at them. I could get their email. I can do whatever I want and start marketing my clients, myself, whatever, Brandon, whatever. So it's layers to this shit. Like, first of all, you gotta introduce yourself. You gotta properly introduce yourself. You gotta connect with these people. You gotta check their playlists out. You gotta, you know, go back and forth and, you know, show them some love. And, you know, you show them some love, they're gonna show you some love. But what happens after that is all on you. You can't just, you know, that's just like saying, oh shit, I'm gonna put $5 worth of gas to my car. You gotta go to work all week. You're gonna somewhere along the way, you ain't gonna make it. You're gonna need more gas, baby. You feel me? So you're gonna need more gas, man. You gotta put that gas in that tank, man.
With that network.
You did that so good, man. You got me so pumped up. I feel like fighting somebody.
Oh, man. Yeah, just fight your way into the – fight our way. We're going to fight our way into position, man, and show these people that we know what we're doing over here, man.
Hey.
Like I said, man, I could double
back.
I
need 10 more times.
I could double back on all my new followers on Spotify. I could double back and introduce them to new music. I could introduce them to the songs I got on my playlist. I could double back and tell them, hey, stream this one. Yo, I'm fucking with y'all. I'm streaming your other song. Yo, stream this. You can play volleyball on the motherfucker. I don't care. My mission is complete. You know what I'm saying? Plus, the artists who I'm fucking with, they're going to get their streams up in the process. Like I said, the most fun about it is being able to, like, oh, shit, well, I'm unlocking some keys now. I could upload. Last 2-3 months ago, I couldn't upload the other playlists because I ain't really get it. All I started doing was connecting and collabing and networking. Now I can upload the other playlists. I can send niggas music. I can pitch the other playlists. I knew about that last year and stuff like that, but I didn't get aggressive with it. I didn't get aggressive with it until the beginning of this year. So y'all know what time it is. I've been talking this shit a little bit here and there, but now I'm on the roll right now. Like I'm about to have my third playlist. Actually, my fourth playlist is about to be at 100 followers. That's my shit. Like I said, my profile was at over 200. Just went over 200 followers today. I appreciate that for everybody, man. My Spotify profile just went over 200 followers. You know, that's what I call humble beginnings. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, I could flip that. I could take them to Twitter and go have them follow me on Spotify. And you know. And they see my action on Twitter, they were like, wait a minute, this cat is on the song. He kind of heavy on the Twitter. And I see what he's doing now, building up a Spotify. Hey, thing leads to another. How do you say? One thing leads to another, man. When you got the network jumping from up, one thing leads to another. It's trickle down, and we keep our foot on the gas pedal, man. You feel me?
That's it. Let's do it. Let's do it, man.
Yeah.
We worldwide, man. We worldwide, man. This shit is. You
I can show you how international. I can show you how international my Spotify followers is too, because I'm looking at some of these people that follow my page, and I'm like, damn, that name is not a. You know what I'm saying? It's overseas. It's like in a different country and shit. You can just tell by reading their name and shit. I'm like, wow, this is crazy, man. So I'm gassed up off of that. It's a lot of energy involved with me just seeing that the diversity on my playlist. Now, I don't got to keep saying it's the global exposure. This is a global platform. So how else can I prove it to you? You know. I'll show y'all. I'll show everybody just like, you know, how it's going down. Cause we worldwide.
Yeah, let me say this, man. It just hit me. I submitted Devin Mills' song in an eTunes. Usually it takes him 3-4 days, sometimes a week, to get back to me. He hit me 3 hours ago.
And that was me, man. That's me. I use that's me using the Twitter, man. I use all the social media, man.
Okay. Hey, well, he loved the song, man. He loved the song. A lot of good reviews, man. Today, both songs, man. Man. And you know what? It just make me look that much better, man. Because every song I'm sending out is fire.
Hey, any of y'all see the DMX versus Snoop battle? That was cool.
Yeah, classic.
That was a good one, man. No,
who won that one?
Who won it?
Oh, man.
Man, I was already cheering for DMX, man. I love Snoop, but come on, man. I know what I came to hear. I came to hear
the
street bangers from DMX. DMX didn't. He gave me everything I came for, so he won. I knew Snoop was going to do his thing. You can't deny them hits, but sometimes it ain't about the hits. Sometimes
it's about the
anthem.
Styles, man. And it's like He got anthems, and that anthem's turning the energy.
It's high energy. He was delivering on them songs back in the day. But he gave me what I came for. That's for sure. So, yeah, I mean, I was already picked DMX to win, and he didn't disappoint me. So, of course, I'm gonna say DMX won. You know, I didn't watch all of it because I was at work.
Right.
Yeah, I caught a good portion of it. I enjoyed it very much. I think it was up there.
Hey, I'm a DMX fan, dog. You ain't got to explain it to me.
But I will say Snoop Freestyles at the end. He killed him. Snoop Freestyles was impeccable at the end. He can still do it. His Freestyles was crazy.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, so they put a beat on, and they went bar for bars on it. Like, now Snoop's bar is fights for the 16, and then let DMX do it like DMX, you know. But Snoop killed that part of it, you know, if you judging and awarding. But I wasn't doing it like that. DMX did not disappoint with the joints. You know what I came for. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. But I mean, you know, it's just you know, I'm a different type. I got a different type of vibe for hip hop, man. You know, I fuck with them street bangers, man. y'all know my speed. I love laid back hip hop. I love that G Coast shit, that West Coast G Thang shit. I love all that shit from Snoop. I was raised on that shit. I bought them albums. I bought Snoop's albums. I bought Dre's albums. But you know me. I'm as gritty as it gets. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I came for, man. So yeah, man.
I understand.
Real,
you gotta,
real,
you gotta, you gotta go see that headset if you get a chance. Go watch that journal on Versus, man.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna do that tonight.
You gonna love it.
Yeah.
Word, it's all Stock Exchange Radio. You already know. I want to see what they're gonna do next on Versus, man. You know what I mean? That shit going good.
Yeah, it's going good, man. I'm happy for them, man. Happy for all the people that want to be a part of it and come show their shit. Just taking people down memory lane is what it's all about, man. Creating those memories, man. Those memories last a lifetime. Just like some of those records is going to sound like the first time you heard it 20 years ago. And Snoop's and DMX case, that's going back to 99 with them cats, right? 99.
Word.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's going back to 99. 2000.
Come on, man. Hey, and he was in the all-time movies, man. DMX was the man back in the movie days, man.
Well, he had that joint with Leah and Jet Li.
Hey, that was
and
a fat one, too. Yeah. So, if you want to, he did. In mainstream movies.
He did his thing in Belly, too.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was a classic. That was the one.
That's
that set it off.
Right there.
Yeah, that was the classic.
Yeah, he definitely did his thing with the acting, man. So He transcended.
Oh, yeah.
He transcended hip hop. Took it to the big screen. Job well done. You know, that's why he's an icon, man. You know, he's the dog, man. He's the dog. You know what I'm saying? So, Snoop is D-O-double-G. You got to show some respect here because Snoop is the D-O-double-G. So when you say gangster, it's double G. Dog,
right.
DMX is just a dog, like D-O-G, man. You know, like a real dog. Like, he fucks with his dog. He made that the theme of his first album, you know, where my dogs are and all that shit. So he's really just D-O-G. He didn't try to be D-O-double-G. Snoop will only do that. When you say double G, you know you talking when you repping that gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? Dog, you know, with DMX, Dog is just like his best friend. Probably was his dog back then. I think he might have made that quite clear in a couple of his songs back in the day. You know, if he was listening to the content and getting the message and shit. But he's not alone, man. A lot of cats ain't had nobody but their dog, their pit bull back in the day. That was their only top friend. They, you know what I'm saying? They could trust, they could fuck it. If they didn't have no kids or whatever. So, you know, when you think about the dog, you know, that's how I look at, like, how they transcend, even how being, like, you know, Snoop transcended hip-hop, too. You know, Snoop got movies, he got The Wash. I like that shit, The Wash. That was a good one. When he was in The Wash with Dr. Dre and shit, and what's his name? The funny dude. Funny dude,
Mike,
the big dude that was in. Nah, The Wash. I didn't see The Wash with Snoop and Snoop and Jay was working at the car wash. That was a good one.
Yeah, I forgot.
That was a good one, man.
Yeah, I forgot.
Nah, the
man.
Good dude, George Wallace. George Wallace, he was the owner of the car wash. He was funny, a funny dude. George Wallace, he was a comedian. He used to be on BET. He was the boss and owner of the car wash and Snoop. Oh yeah, the other dude, the funny cat, Alex something. He was Snoop's sidekick in the movie too. And always clowning and shit. Can Alex Thomas? What's the short dude name? Snoop in the movie with Snoop.
I forgot.
Yeah, me too.
Wash, yeah, that shit was funny, man. I really dig The Wash. That was a good one.
That's real, though. That's real. But we gonna play some bangers. You know what I mean? Now we do it about Stock Exchange Radio. Home and the Artist.
Yes,
Future Guru. Big ass rocking with us. You know. Do what we do. Come back, chop it up. Let's go.
I've been feeling myself. Got a little ass, put that body on me. I know you came with two bad, come out on me. Got a nigga see
I be turned up, I be feeling myself. I be feeling myself, feeling myself, feeling myself. I be feeling myself, got the club going up, cause I'm feeling myself. I be turned up, I be feeling myself. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's poppin'? It's Lima the Dream from Oakland, California. Tune in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, home of the indie artists.
To death about who is he and how he the best. And yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. I've been hearing a lot of rap, man, everybody's a rapper. I ain't hearing a lot of facts, cause ain't everybody a factor. The fact of the matter is you don't really matter. I rap a tat tat, I have all of these boys scatter. I am on the rise, I ain't even on the ladder. They all full of shit, they spit it right from the bladder. I panorama the flow, follow my grandma. My nana said I'm a star spangled banner. My bucks here like I was running in Tampa. One of them rap cats that will Kevin Durant. They be spitting cancer, I be flowing chemo. He go on the beat with a mic like Tito. Haters wanna suck my blood, they mosquito. But the dog in me had me shake him off like a Fleo. And whoever got something to say, tell him I say. And whoever feels some type way, tell him I say. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Damn, got sweat pouring on my forehead. Lord knows I go hard like them warheads. I got money, but honey, I need more bread. Tell my opponent they don't want it, they should forfeit. The way I write it and record it, paint a portrait. Transport it, get around, I'm in orbit. One of the last world left as a shortage. Rap game killing these kids, they've been aborted. Me, I am important, non-double uno. Compared to the stars, I be Mars like Bruno. Far from soft, I've been a boss like Hugo. When it comes to my bars, I be kicking like judo. In the studio, trying to blow like Hootie. People wanna judge like Joe Brown and Judy. But it's a thin line between a hater and a groupie. But me, I never worry, I cater to yours truly. And whoever got something to say, tell them I say. And whoever feels some type way, tell them I say. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Like the rap game, hey, I used to dribble out in VA in the middle of the state, getting peaked like a B-day. Better than your A game, even on my B-day. I be with my team running shit like a relay. Sorry for that delay, but I was on my J-O. For that bread, trying to spread like mayo. I know the devil wanna buy your soul, I tell him hell no. I know the feds tap my phone, I'm like, rappers is wearing dresses and stepping out in stilettos. Knowing they from suburbia, claiming they from the ghetto. I murder them every level, they really ain't nothing special. But when you hot as I am, they feel you like they molest you. People that never met you wanna check you. First they study your moves, then they test you. I guess when you sick as I am, they gotta test you. But everyone that hear you sneezing gon' wanna bless you. So unless you got something to say, tell them I say. And even if you feel some type way, tell them I say. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Some type way, tell them I say. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best.
Dev, all money is legal. Tune in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. You already know what it is.
Back at it. Devil Mill. We heating up. Let's go. You see it? Ben Frank.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
Just the heat up. Let's go. This the heat up if you ain't thinking that we
it's
up.
Us.
It's not me and Frank, you other rappers gotta team up. Slow up, keep up. Already on our re-up.
About
to put a key up and sweep up. Just made nigga, I'm telling made that ass fitting. Assume the position and knock your head when I'm spitting. Look how I'm living. Women by the pool, champagne on ice. You only get one life, but feel like we lived it twice. I spit advice like a lesson learned. Tell me what you gained if you ain't get the earn. If you reach for fire, then you getting burned. Love it when it flips, then the tables turn. Ooh, the tables turn, cause my mentor is now looking up to me, nigga. Jackpot, 777 like us, luckily, nigga. Middle finger in the sky, if you fucks with me, nigga. And if I had your girl heart, I bet she stuck with me, nigga. Nothing less, like it's nothing more. Tell me who you coming for. A meal been the main one. Headshot, gun to y'all. That's what you mean, mugging for like game real. This is how the game feel when I ain't dropping nothing. If it ain't real, you dealing with the fakers. I'm rolling with the takers. 456, they can't shake us. Cool G, older rappers schooled me and they know. This is how the game go. I'm learning from Jada, a homie Fabo. Cause I breathe on them, sitting in they top five. Tell me how you living, will you not lie? I'm all about my chicken like a pie. You looking at this money like you caca. Still eyeing me, no need to deny. Trying to dish you on existence, but mail failed to apply. I fell off, but now I'm touching the sky. And the pressure that I put, you niggas fail to apply.
It's a mill.
I got my weight up, so I'm feeling that I'm way up. I could do this in my sleep, like Stephen Curry with the layup. Look at the change up. Everybody say I change.
Uh-huh.
You live and you learn. You're not supposed to stay the same.
Nah.
So my money grown as well as I've grown. All the places I've flown. Couple things that I own. That's just a level up.
See,
I could be in hell with no water and shake the devil up. Wait until I'm hitting the stage to hold my medal up.
I promise.
Money is legal.
Home of the indie artists. You see it. That's what we do,
yeah.
Man. Shout out to all the indie artists that rock with us, man. We see y'all. But shout out to all the listeners that tune into the downloaded podcast, you know what I'm saying? They catch the show. They might not catch it live, but they some show supporting, they download our interviews, our shows, know what I mean? We see y'all, we support y'all, we love y'all, we thank y'all for listening, know what I mean? The numbers is going up, man, so one love. We see y'all, keep tuning in.
Yeah, keep sharing the episodes, man. Keep sharing the episodes, because if you do, somebody out there going to catch these jewels, man, and that's all we humble, man. We know, each one teach one,
yeah.
Man. If we reach a few people a week or whatever, man, we happy, man, because we give our time, you know, so people could be in the know. You know, it's very important when you're building your network to be around those who know, you know, whatever level of success you're looking for, you got to have a team, you know, in place to help you along the way. So, you know, we got our team pretty much solid, man. So that's why we can do this for y'all, you know, week in, week out. You know, you're going to get something from every show, I promise you, man. I don't think it's a show that we put on the air. There ain't no jewels been dropped. I've been on this platform, and this is our eighth year for me.
my brother was here doing this thing, and I jumped on board 8 years ago, man. I ain't never looked back, man. The train done left the station, man. Y'all got to get to the next stop. Y'all see us pulling up, man. We're going to be pulling up on y'all, man. This is a pull-up right here.
Come on, man. Well, I got to chime in on that, man. I've been with y'all for.
You know how you see one of them long ass train lines and that shit. I'm like, damn, when the fuck is this train? How long is this motherfucking train? Listen, man.
Hey. I've been messing with y'all for about 8-9 months now.
I hope y'all get an idea of what I just said. If y'all ever seen a fucking train crossing the railroad tracks and you have to sit there and say, well, damn, how many cars is on this motherfucking train? Or you might be on the highway or something. You see a train, long-ass train, car after car after car after car. Listen, some of them trains be 200 deep, 200 cars, rail cars deep. You got to sit there and wait. We coming through. Yeah, you see it. You know what I mean? So you gotta respect that, man. When that train is crossing them tracks, move out the way. The train passed through. We know the train is more additional cars is getting attached to this shit. That's why we here. We working. You know, we on the information superhighway at that. The information superhighway, man.
And the good thing about it, man, everybody come on and share their real life experience in the music industry, man. So, you know, you getting different subjects, different point of views, different examples from different artists, man. It's really, like I say, Indie 101, man. Indie 101.
Yeah, man, I just got some renewed, you know, energy out here, man, doing this shit, you know. So I already know, man, the way I see that these artists approaching me now, like, this is how I had to, because, you know, I was actually evolving and trying to say to myself, like, 2-3 years ago, like, yo, what am I going to do different? There's too many niggas in my lane now. Like, Ben Frank, no. When I started this shit, I was already slapping promo all across the internet, putting promo up, doing my thing. But then, you know, and I always said, I was like, yo, the promoters out here on Twitter, they're a dime a dozen. I said, you got to get with somebody that can help you with your marketing. That's going to entertain, interact, and engage your new fans or your new followers. Like, you know, it actually, if you think about it, even if you are popping on Twitter a little bit, and I'm saying this from experience, even me, I got to go back and check my follower list. And, oh, shit, I left this nigga hanging. I ain't follow him back. Nothing. I got to go back and do that because I'm like, damn, I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm all over here doing the Spotify shit. And then when I look at how many people I could go holler on Twitter, that's on my threads and shit. I'm like, damn, it's a lot of motherfuckers. That means that I'm going to stay busy for a while. I'm going to be busy for a while. I could show you a post on one of my platforms where just in one day, and I'm actually, this comment, this post I got, it got over 421 comments. I thought about my shit on Twitter was going up. 421 comments in just 2 days that I got to go catch up. Hey, here go my playlist. Hey, this is my playlist. Hey, yo, this is my song. Simple shit. But what I'm over here doing is engaging and building. I'm building a fan base for any of my new clients in the future or whatever. Because it's automatically going to be there. If I say, hey, I got another song for you to check out, all I'm doing is doubling back. I could double back on any post. I could go back post to post. This is what's beautiful about Facebook. Facebook won't let you forget your notifications. You can go scroll each one. It's easier to keep up with who you need to holler at, directly at the person. You can do it on Twitter too. But it's the fact of how you use it. How are you using that plan? I don't use Facebook the same way I use Twitter. Number one, Facebook got other things to explore. You got the groups. You got your own page. You might have a business page. You know, you can invite groups to your business page, whatever, whatever. There's more opportunities there as well. But on Twitter, come on, you're in real time. You know, people are getting the hang of Twitter. They're getting the hang of using these links and everything like that. So you definitely got to stay in the know, man, and stay ahead of the game. Like I said, I'm going to be busy for a while just catching up on. Basically, if I could catch up on all the posts that I put up in the past 2-3 weeks, I would probably have 1,000 followers already on my page. It's just that, man, I'm you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy to even think of that shit that way. But we in the fifth dimension. What can I say? Ha, how you want to deny that? I got a lot of catching up to do is what I'm saying. Yeah, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that shit. But I see y'all on Instagram supporting the kid, man. I appreciate it, though, man. But I'm just giving y'all a heads up. If you want to stay busy, you got to get some engagements, man. I don't even want to throw that screenshot up of a foot. I looked at it myself. I'm like, is this fucking really real? 421 comments of niggas telling me, hey, check out my song. I want to follow your page. I'm following your page. Yo, it's like crazy, bro. So I'm like, yo, I'm enjoying that part of it, man. And, you know, staying busy is important, man. If you love what you're doing, you know, good things is going to happen, man. I just want to put that out there, man, for y'all, man. And this is like my way of entertaining myself and connecting with people and knowing what I could do once I connect with them. I could help others. I could help myself. I could help my brand. I could help others. Check out Devin Mill. Where you located? Yo, check out Devin Mill. Hey, screenshot my man's page. Have you followed this page? Whatever, whatever. Nigga, who else doing that? And then, at the end of the day, with my idea, like I was saying before, I had to make myself look a little different out here because everybody's saying, oh, we do promo, we do promo, we do promo. I said, man, I was telling my clients 4 years ago, I'm like, man, you know, these promoters on this Twitter shit, they're a dime a dozen, man. That's a lot of people in my lane or whatever. I said, but just check out the network, you know, because number one, whatever we got online, we could back it up. 1,000 Network, that's a hashtag that's been online for 10 years. You could go back and look at that hashtag and see how busy we are. And you can see how many people are fucking with that hashtag. And it's us. It ain't no other 1,000 Network. It's only us. You know what I'm saying? We started it, and we are the mobilizers of that. So, you know, that's a blessing, man, to be able to see all the support, you know, coming in from that, man. And, you know, there ain't no stopping. Grind don't stop, man. Straight grind.
Hey, word.
24/7.
25/8.
I like that. Yeah, that's it right there. That's the time. That's the time in the fifth dimension.
You see it. You know where we are.
Yes, sir.
Word. That's on Stock Exchange Radio. Fifth dimension, we here. That's why we global, because we on the fifth dimension. You see it?
Yeah, sure.
That's tough. We go play some bangers, come back, chop it up, do what we do, man. Future Guru, Big Heston, home of the indie artist. Let's go.
Niggas talk shit, my shit just sound more dope. Aye. Yeah, talk them out. Hey, I ain't talking about it, I ain't playing now. Hey, niggas talk shit, my shit just sound more dope. Hey, everything I touch, that shit just turn all go. Hey, all of my shit ain't going back broke. Hey, I ain't talking about it, I ain't playing now.
I'm on the big business. Check out the vision. I might just pop off. I'm vicious. You've been horrendous. You trying to blend in. I just the college campus independent. Hit it south. I had to move out. I was there like, what's the mood now? Back at home, I had seen enough. Bunch of bridges burn. We ain't cool now. When you read a room, you gotta cool down. I've been working on a new sound since my last tape. So much time passed, I admit I ain't got much to lose now. You don't know the feeling, had a torch pass. OGs looked to me for what to do now. same ones that used to criticize be the same ones. Clock my moves now, bitch, I got the proof. I'm back with the juice. I need a contract, my content's exclusive. I don't respond to no comments in truth. All of my contacts bring contact to you. Break up the chronic, let's contact the roof.
Hey, ain't no point in being all nonchalant and you got it on your chest. We'll finally get it off. I'm Kobe with the ball, yeah. The greatest one of all, yeah. 60 points for score, yeah. Can't wait to get the tour. Got so much in store, yeah. I got so much love in the DMV. I stay true to me and put facts out. But it turns out it ain't where you're from. I got these plugs when I branched out. Hey,
hey, niggas talk shit, my shit just sound more dope. Hey, everything I touch, that shit just turn all gold. Hey, all of my shit ain't going back broke. Hey, I ain't talking about it, I ain't playing now. Hey, hey. Niggas talk shit, my shit just sound more dope. Ayy, everything I touch, that shit just turn all gold. Ayy, all of my shit ain't going back broke. Ayy, I ain't talking about it, I ain't playing nah. Ayy.
Hey yo, what's up, man? It's the enemy, and you're tuned in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, home of the indie artists. They put it down for real. They stay supporting that real hip hop. Catch them every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Peace.
Staring at these headlights. Well, I'm riding around in my city, it's euphoric like. I might write something pretty, she no good for me though. Roll down my windows, I can see through the smoke. Lean into me closer, I could eat you for dinner. She stay out in the winter, she's not. No, she's not a beginner. Oh, please turn me into a sinner. See, I'm kind of this new chick, but she don't even care. Sends emoji kisses and pictures in the mail. Girl, you bad as fuck. Girl, you bad as fuck. You see, I got this new chick, her body thick as hell. She like when I talk dirty and when I'm full of hell. Girl, you bad as fuck. Girl, you bad as fuck.
So there's no comparison, no, here's why. She's in the class all by herself, nearby, no one else but me. She's down to ride, yeah, pun intended, motherfucking right.
Her freaky thighs out the sun, and that's for when she gets on top. She loves the shit.
So it's safe to say I never treat her like the average bitch. Real talk, not just sex, thus this bond is unbreakable. So for sure, you know what them hoes are finna go pull. Fucking rumors as they feel that you kill those like real fast. That's loyalty in its purest form, respect for her is what I do have. Believe that, when the smoke clears, it's just us in a major way. Then it's right back to this rough life with a sex. It's like 50 Shades of Grey. Add that to a mean walk. You'll see just why I've been caught with her out in Brooklyn, just to lace her with the life that she'll want. And she has my heart, not to tear it apart, just to know I'm near to her when I say this shit from far away. Truth is that woman's nothing, I ain't leaving you. There's no fucking reason to.
See, I'm caught on this new chick, but she don't even care. There's emoji kisses and pictures in the mail. Girl, you bad as fuck. You bad as fuck. You see, I got this new chick, the body thick as hell. She like when I talk dirty and when I pull her hair. Girl, you bad as fuck. Girl, you bad as fuck.
After hearing some shit like that, she'll start biting her lip. You ain't even gotta say shit, still you gotta like, oh my god.
I'm caught on this new chick.
Thank you.
out of all the things we've been through. I can say you changed me into a better man.
Oh no. Oh no, baby, been nice.
And what the better?
Been nice.
Amen.
Things got better than ever.
Oh no.
The more we together,
oh, no,
the better
baby,
my effort.
What you realize, they say the truth hurts, so I used to hell lies. Never knew the pain I caused, now I realize I hit you so low, just so I could fail high. This ain't no game, and if it was, baby, hopefully I get another try to show my love, baby. All the things we've been through, know my love crazy, know I did you wrong, but it is what it was, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now, and the way you felt it, you don't feel right now. It's that calm shit, pulling on your hair with your arm shit, feeling like B on some ring to alarm shit. When my phone steady ringing, line always pinging, women that I'm bringing, in and out the kitchen when I'm supposed to be your nigga, when I'm faded off the liquor of the women in my Mr. Buck.
Realize I'm a better man right now, realize I'm a better man right now, baby, realize. Realize I'm a better man right now, realize I'm a better man right now, baby, realize. I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now.
Realize
I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize.
You got the best of me, you earn the rest of me. I underestimated everything that we could be. Damn it, we made it, with no hesitation. I had to make you mine, cause my baby's the greatest. We've been through it all, baby. You risked it all for me. Baby, now I owe you everything and more. And I'ma give you everything you deserve. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man.
Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize. I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now. Won't you realize? Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize.
Fire. If I'm stuck, change, better get your mind right. Get your money right. He right there. You see it? Devin Mill, Marcus Allen, better
that.
Man.
That's the song right there, man. Damn.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm going to put that on a couple of R&B playlists for y'all who like R&B. Just put that out there. I'll be tweeting them and screenshotting the playlist, man, and yo, man, I'm getting some good feedback on these playlists, man. People liking what I got going on over there, man. So I got Devin Mill plugged in, man. R&B and hip hop swag.
That's that mainstream crossover right there, man. I'm telling you.
You see it?
Oh, I got it crossing over
man.
On motherfucking Spotify. It's crossing over
on
Spotify.
Wait till that video drop.
Okay.
Yeah. Say less. Exactly. Yeah, we're going to have an international audience on that one, man.
Hey, it's on fire right now. I'm telling you.
I had a young lady from Sweden following me. She seemed like she active. She got a couple of pages up, too. I think I already seen her retweeting Miss Tech Talk. And everything. So shout out to Miss Tech Talk. I gotta want to say her Twitter name wrong. So I have to go back and check maybe on the next one.
in the next show or something. But yeah, man, international, man. Sweden, the Ukraine, Poland, Germany, the UK.
Watch this post that my boy gonna do from eTunes, man. Watch. I'm telling you, he gonna have the pictures, everything, man. The music tied to the bio, everything.
Hey, they better catch on. I've been doing that for like years and years and shit. These niggas just catching on to these tweets I'm putting down on this media shit. I know I'm the screenshot king on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm showing these cats the way, man. So if y'all really want to get y'all digital marketing going and you got good artwork, you know, you got to get somebody that's knowing what they're doing, man, to actually reach these people, man. Just expand what you got going on. Like, everything, even what we do can be expandable. Like, we got to expand, period. You know what I'm saying? The more countries that hear the music, the better. The more fans, you know, that you create. And one thing about what Pop Smoke did, RIP to Pop Smoke, y'all got to remember, that type of music and that pattern drill music sound is not only big in, I ain't even going to say Chicago right now, it's big in the UK. Because we're talking about global exposure. The UK, if you think about Dior, if you think about that record Dior, the drums and the patterns, he got that beat. Not that beat, it's another beat he did with one of his songs. It almost got the same. He got that beat from a UK producer. You understand what I'm saying? So when Pop Smoke broke his records in the UK, they welcomed him with open arms, bro. And a lot of artists don't even get received like that. They get received in the UK like that, but until they get a real big name, they're not going to be able to sell out, you know, 5,000-10,000 shows, arenas and shit. They might get some small dates and small venues just to warm up. But Pop Smoke was received by many, 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 many fans in the UK, man. So that's one thing about it, man. Like, even when you make music, man, just be a little bit aware about who your music is going to get to, man, who it has the potential to reach, and try to make it good enough that it's going to fall in those ears where they like, who's that cat, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, because, you know, first impressions are everything, man, you know.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's just how it's been going, man, because Moms was the one that knocked on the door. Everybody all over the world like Moms. They like Ranking Screw.
Yep.
So,
got them locked in now. That's called locking in. They locking in.
Yes, sir. And now the Devin Mail coming. And I'm telling them, I say, it's different. And I'm like, they like, whoa, man. So, you
know,
it's
they're ready. They're ready to receive it. They're ready to receive it. So now we can, we already on a platform where we can give them this music. And not to mention, we got bangers. We got bangers in the stash on the loaded up in the queue for Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio playlist is banging. Some of those joints that Ben Frank put up there and some of the ones we got in rotation over here is they're gonna be heard. It doesn't matter if they're 2 or 3 years old, man. It's timeless music,
right,
man. So yeah, so like,
because if you ain't heard it, it's new. You know that. We the prime example of that.
If you never heard it before, it's a new record, man. So
it's
shout out to everybody
record,
listening tonight,
man.
You know,
it's a new record, dog. Timeless music. Quote from Ben.
Timeless music.
Hey, I already got the hashtag. I already got the hashtag jumping on that shit. I started the timeless music. I wasn't the first one to put it up there, but since me coining the phrase over here, it's gonna go up and it's gonna stay up. You know how I get down. It's just like the 1000 Network. You're gonna be like, well, damn, who's all these tweets from timeless music? I just want to say something about timeless music too. Then you look up and down that motherfucking timeline. If you click on that shit, you ain't gonna see nobody with us. Retweets, original tweets, retweets with comments. Motherfucker, stop playing.
That's how we doing it over here. We Twitter savvy over here as well. Instagram savvy, yeah. Facebook savvy, whatever. Whatever platform you own. We Spotify savvy. We Apple Music savvy. We YouTube savvy. See, what y'all don't know is we've been putting this thing down for, like I said, over 8 years, and we've been talking about this stuff and progressing with these platforms. We've been progressing with YouTube. I've been even getting my YouTube subscribers up in the same fashion, which actually caused me to evolve. Now, when I start going ham on my YouTube subscribers, I want to do my Spotify shit first. I'm just putting it out there so y'all could have some game. Like, point is, I'm already 5 years ahead of these niggas because I'm going to be like, in 5 years, just think where I'll be, but it's going to be like, damn, them niggas, now they trying to do this shit. But I'm glad, it's just like you on the ground floor of a, you know what I'm saying, Apple stock when it was like $3 and shit or 10 bucks. It's just like that. I'm making an investment in myself right now. So when niggas turn around like, this nigga got 5,000 followers on Spotify. Who the fuck is this nigga? And then they look at 25 playlists with over 1,000 followers. Like I said last week, what is 25 playlists times 1,000 followers? Ain't that 25,000 followers? And you talking about mixed genres and shit? Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? That makes me hungry like a wolf, nigga, because I'm gonna do it. You feel me?
Right.
And that's why they call me Killer Kel, because it ain't nothing I can't do. Everything I said I'm gonna do, I did it. I'm gonna do it. I was in business. I was hustling. Everything. Whatever I said I'm gonna get, I'm gonna get. You know, I'm a modest person, but I still like nice shit. But it's the point of, I like doing nice shit. I like making my shit look nice online too. I like making my team look nice online too. It's called just nice shit. I might start hashtagging nice shit. Whatever.
Yeah,
nice shit. Yeah, I might just start hashtagging nice shit. Y'all know what it is.
Hey, Ben Frank, next break, man. Yeah. Can I get a request in, man? Can I get one song played?
What you got, man? We got you.
Need to Know. I sent it to you, Keith Phelps.
All right, let me load it up. We're gonna get it on before the night's over. I'm gonna load it up. Right now, I got you.
Okay. All right, right on, man.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, man. That's what it is, though, man.
I'm gonna tap out with y'all
because I gotta get down to this other shift. But I wanna give a shout out to Ben Frank, Big Hez, East Oakland Music Management, and everybody, and all the listeners and all the supporters. All my new listeners on Spotify, Twitter, followers, Slate Stone, Phenomenal Radio, Nerve DJs, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Y'all know what it is, man. I'm about to sign off,
man.
And get with y'all next
love
time,
you,
man.
Love you, man.
Love y'all, man. Y'all stay up.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, man. Turn up.
Yes, sir.
Come next one time. Yes, sir.
He was
dropping jewels today, boy. He was hitting hard.
For real. I learned some shit. I ain't know about that. I gotta get on my desktop and shoot him off. Shit.
Yeah, he called me the weekend and told me, he said, man, I just found out. I was like, oh, boy, I tried to just call and check in. I couldn't get away from him.
That's real, man.
Yeah.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, home of the artists. We're going to play a couple bangers. We're going to get that song on, too, in a minute. I'm going to load that up. You know what I mean? We're going to do what we do.
All good, man. Okay.
That's what's up, man. Home of the artists. Let's go.
We live. Come on in, everybody. We live. I'ma wait for the room to fill up before we get started. You've been up all night looking for likes to snort, cause validation is your drug of choice. You mistake it for love, of course, but
You should know that all the hearts and thumbs up don't really equal support. Support. But you're concerned with celebrity gossip and trending topics. You should focus on them empty pockets. That's simple logic. Welcome to a world where your mood is determined by the likes that you get on a post or a pic. Priorities distorted. Beautiful moment gets squandered because you missed it busy trying to record it. Camera roll full, got me running out of storage. Unlimited data, it's just a gimmick for paper. Now are we phone owners, or do our phones own us? Cellular devices got us walking around lifeless. These contraptions can serve as a distraction. I got something to say, but I just need the perfect caption.
And we went from that communication, now I'm descending in this communication. And I'm feeling like I'm lost in translation. And they tell me these things are supposed to connect. But these things make me feel disconnected. And these things got me misguided and misdirected. And I'm shocked, so shocked.
It's a homicide outside, and everybody got their phones out going live. Being reluctant to use emoji faces. Y'all dry snitching on the gram, they feeling low-key cases. Social media slaves stuck in the hopeless matrix. Countless hours wasted, obsessing over post engagements. From Gucci belts to GoFundMe funerals. You're typing LOL, I don't see the humor though. Peak hour booming, prime time popping. Android versus iPhone, timeline toxic. They hating in the comments, debating about nonsense. You entertained by the drama, I am drained by the drama. Thirst trap setups, clout chasers and trolls. Fake book and Twitter beefing taking its toll. And I don't lose sleep over lost followers. In actuality, they are sheep and simply lost followers.
And we went from that communication. Now I'm descending in this communication. And I feel like I'm lost in translation. And they tell me these things are supposed to connect. But these things make me feel disconnected. And these things got me misguided and misdirected. And I'm shocked, so shocked. And we went from mass communication. Now I'm descending in miscommunication. And I'm feeling like I'm lost in translation. And they tell me these things are supposed to connect us. But these things make me feel disconnected. And these things got me misguided and misdirected. And I'm antisocial.
Yes, 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 yes. Shout out to Hip Hop Stock Exchange. It's Fred the God. I'm just calling in for the love, for the love of the game, for the love of hip hop. Y'all already know what it is. Thanks for showing me love, man. Y'all stay up.
Yeah. I'm in my 2-4-B-8, girl. I'm on the way. Creeping down 85, down 308. Small pride, promise, baby girl, I won't be late. Yeah, I gotta roll up before I hit the highway. I'm in my 2-4-B-8, yeah, I'm on the way. Creeping down 85, down 208. Small pride, promise, baby girl, I won't be late. Yeah, I gotta roll up before I hit the highway.
I've been with you for a year, but I still get butterflies when you come near. You my Bonnie. I'm your Clyde. We together till the end of time. I've been chasing you for a year, and now that I got you in my kudo, now you'll feel it back. Hey, let's get away, let's get a room on the other side of town. Hey, baby, I've been thinking of you. I've been thinking of what I really wanna do to you. In it from the back, that's what you like. I know this bitch, her name is Tierra, her pussy tight. No loose screws, her body alright, and that is true. Her favorite drink is a margarita. When we fucking, yeah, I like to call her ass Mamacita. Sliding in your DM. Baby girl, I wanna see you in the PM. Ayy, if I'm lucky enough, I might get some breakfast in the AM with you, DM.
I'm in my 2-4-B-8, girl, I'm on the way. Creeping down 85, down to your waist. Small fry, promise, baby girl, I won't be late. Yeah, I gotta roll up before I hit the highway. I'm in my 2-4-B-8, yeah, I'm on the way. Creeping down 85, down to your waist. Small fry, promise, baby girl, I won't be late. Yeah, I gotta roll up before I hit the highway.
baby.
It's the gods. Find your light in your own darkness. Your perfection in your own imperfection.
You know your soul is worth much more than gold. You feel me? Jeff Amell.
Cut your own diamonds.
You see it?
Let's get it, baby.
This the shit that I die for. I pop like July 4, but I ain't got no time for. I'm just looking hella good in my time for. And all the women in my past, you just spend your time for. Yeah, you know the feeling when it's you, nigga. Sky's the limit, like I came up out the blue, nigga. Two pop, like all eyes is on you, nigga. Got something to prove without nothing to lose, nigga. It's a mill that I trust. I gotta kill it, I must. Nobody feel it like us. It ain't spilling like us. And when I say spell, that just mean my heart is in it. That's like the Bentley on the lot, the only car that's tenant. Looking so clean, I outcast the outcast. J, Nas, Andre, and M, I'm trying to outlast. And when my goals are high, I'm feeling like my goals could reach. And if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
That's what it feel like to look in the mirror and see God's reflection.
And if I die, and if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
You know, greatness came from chaos. Live the future through the present. High frequency. Live illuminated.
A male soul was like the devil in his prime. Bet this clip could read your mind, but I'm an angel when I shine. My pen and pad can't even read between the lines. And if it did, the definition that you see can't be defined. A male soul worth much more than gold. Than money, cars, and clothes, and pussy strings and shows. But a nigga won it all, and then some. Can't lose when the outcome was income. Niggas claiming that they won when we been won. You getting started with a meal, so been done. We been doing this shoot, niggas just new to this flow. Flowing so ludicrous, a meal been pursuing this. So I can never take this rap shit lightly. Just rap so tightly, I get why other cats don't like me. Cause my goals are high, my goals are ready, hit its peak. And if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
All money's legal. Ambition, motivation, intelligent life.
And if I die, and if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
Find that balance. The money's the currency. The currency is the current. And the currency is the melanin. It's the God.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, better get your mind right. Get your money right. Yo, you want to get some shout-outs, Esther?
Oh, yeah, man. First of all, man, shout-out to you, Ben Frank, because without you, we wouldn't even be on this platform, man. So much love to you, man. Shout-out to Future Guru, you know, both of y'all, man, for allowing me to be on with y'all, you know, so... Whatever it takes, man. Let's get it, baby.
You see it? That's what I'm talking about, man. True. We appreciate it, too. We love people coming on the show every Wednesday. We here, man. We like family now, man. So that's what it is, man.
Yes,
you know what I mean? It's the network.
Yes,
it's what we do. For real,
hey,
man.
Make
shout
sure
out to all
you,
that
you send that to me, man, so I can get it to him tonight, man, you know, if you got it ready.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a couple songs, matter of fact.
Okay, yeah. And the bio, man. And the bio and a few pictures.
I got you. No problem.
All right, man.
That's what's up,
love
man.
You,
shout out to all that. Yeah. Love you too, man. For real, man. East Coast to West Coast, man. Shout out to all the indie artists that rock with us, man. We love y'all. Shout out to all the listeners. We love y'all, man. All the people that catch the podcast, you know, download the later episodes, man. We see the numbers. We appreciate y'all. Keep doing what y'all doing, man. We can keep on dropping jewels, keep on playing good indie hip-hop music.
You know what I mean? And it's the network. This is what we do, man. This is what we do. We're going to finish off with that Keith Phelps joint, though. I got you, bro. You know.
Right on, man. Hey, I love that nigga, man. That nigga fire, man.
Yeah, we're gonna finish off with that. We're gonna finish off with that, man. Shout out to Future Guru. He be back on next Wednesday, you already know. So you already know till next Wednesday. Stay focused, determination. Keep your goals in front of you. One love, y'all.
We in the age of information. Few role models and viral inflammation. Distracting the masses, all these temptations. Running away with me, it was just my imagination. Burn through the lies, a lyrical conflagration of everything planned on these television stations. Red demo tape from a Midwest basement. Mic check 212, here go my statement. At the epicenter of the DMV, the newest preconceived stunt ad on TMZ. So are the real things happening? We won't see. Court starts a game that we won't peep. The way they move and creep. Just like TLC, they so CL smooth. I rock hard like Pete with these gems and truth. Needed Negro news, cutting free speech in the living room. I don't need no boo. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody on the web in the whole wide world. From the first to the second, even the third world. For the ones with straight hair and the ones with curls. Listen, open up your eyes and ears, yeah.
You need to know
how and why we got here, yeah.
You need to know
no lies, just for real, yeah.
You need to know.
Don't let nobody tell you otherwise, cuz. Okay,
know.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody on the web in the whole wide world. From the first to the second, even the third world. For the ones with straight hair and the ones with curls. Listen, open up your eyes and ears, yeah.
You need to know
how and why we got here, yeah.
You need to know
no lies, just for real, yeah.
You need to know.
Don't let nobody tell you otherwise, cuz. Now we got pop instead of rap, Fox instead of facts. And now we see the span of the cultural collapse. Everything we're seeing in the media is headline news, premeditated and defeasible. The hidden agenda created by somebody still wearing suspenders. The powers that be and all they wonderful splendor. Pour the poison in your cup and sweeten it with a splendor. Let me spit an addendum. Gotta believe none of what you hear and half of what you see, especially when produced and packaged on TV. They got us yelling, stay woke, now we don't sleep. Make us spend it all, stay broke, now we don't eat. How we on the same team, yet they making us compete. So the quest for unity remains forever incomplete. Yeah, they post lies as a risk, then it all repeats. I'm loving truth in the clip and driving by on these streets. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody on the web in the whole wide world. From the first to the second, even the third world. For the ones with straight hair and the ones with curls. Listen, open up your eyes and ears, yeah.
You need to know
how and why we got here, yeah.
You need to know
no lies, just for real, yeah.
You need to know.
Don't let nobody tell you otherwise, cuz. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody on the web in the whole wide world. From the first to the second, even the third world. For the ones with straight hair and the ones with curls. Listen, open up your eyes and ears, yeah.
You need to know
how and why we got here, yeah.
You need to know
no lies, just for real, yeah.
You need to know.
Don't let nobody tell you otherwise, cuz.
You need to know.
No, 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 no.
Fire.